You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey everyone, welcome to a special edition of the Orange and Black Insider Bengals podcast, courtesy of SB Nation and CincyJungle.com. For the second time over the past month, we are privileged to be talking with Bengals wide receiver Tyler Boyd, who is doing a lot of different stuff this Super Bowl week. Tyler, how are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, bro. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us again. Really stoked to have you and catch up with you. Last time we talked, obviously the Bengals were in a bit of flux in terms of coaching and whatnot. We'll talk about that in just a second, but how are the festivities? Are you in Atlanta right now?
Yes, sir.
How are the festivities treating you down there?
Everything going great. You know, just, I'm here at the Booker T High School, you know, just working with the kids, doing a little bit different drills with them and just showing them a different way, you know, just trying to develop different, protective skills for the kids, you know, and just, make sure they have fun and just teach them how to keep having hard work.
That's awesome. Tyler's joining us courtesy of Panini. We'll talk about what he's doing with them in just a minute. Tyler, I wanted to ask you, obviously the Bengals haven't quite made a decision yet or an official decision yet, an official announcement on their head coaching job, but I think signs are pointing to Zach Taylor of the Rams. He's obviously coaching in the Super Bowl this weekend. What would that mean to you and to the Bengals locker room for the team to be bringing in a guy coaching in a Super Bowl right now and potentially coming in and coaching the Bengals right after that?
Well, just seeing the production that the Rams offense had, you know, that's the type of offense that a player like me, you know, and the rest of the guys would love. You know, we'd love an offensive group to come in there and just make our offense unstoppable, you know, and that's something I know I would love. And just, I feel like a younger guy just coming in, you know, I think will just bring a lot more juice, you know, because I think he can relate a lot more with the players, you know, not saying like age plays any factor of anything with the team, you know, but I just think it would, you know, I think that's the juice that we kind of need for this team, you know, to get to that next point.
Speaking of the Rams offense, I'm sure you've seen quite a bit of it, either highlights or what have you. I mean, last year the Rams offense had two 1,200-yard receivers. The Bengals offense, even without the coaching change, yourself had a 1,000-yard season. You missed a couple games towards the end of the year. AJ Green got hurt. He was on pace for one of his best years of his career. You've got to be excited as to what potentially, if Zach Taylor is the hire, you got to be excited about what he brings, and how do you see yourself maybe fitting into a system like that? Do you see a similar type of production a year like that, like you had last year?
Definitely, you know, because with the Rams, the receivers are great over there, you know, and real fast, real good, and do everything great. But I think the difference with Coach coming in and coaching me and AJ, we got length, you know, we're taller guys, and staying fast and can catch and more mobile, you know, so I think that's going to be the extra edge of his scheme, you know, that'll be a lot more easier for all the guys in the offense to go off, you know, plus we have a dominant tight end as well, you know, so it's just, we got range, you know, every guy around is tall, you know, and their catch radius is unbelievable, you know, so I just think we got that extra element over the Rams receiver core, you know.
Yeah, they have weapons everywhere. Talking to Tyler Boyd, Bengals wide receiver, coming off his first career 1,000-yard season with the team and joining us courtesy of Panini. He's down in Atlanta for all of the Super Bowl festivities. What's the one facet of your game, Tyler? I mean, you obviously made great strides. We talked about this a month ago, kind of some stuff you've been doing. But what's kind of the one facet you're concentrating on this offseason to really even take your game up even another level, potentially, regardless of who the new coach is?
Yeah, you know, I just like to develop my whole underground game, you know, but just certain areas I want to, you know, just get more explosive, you know, real quick twitch and just speed, you know, things like that. If I can get a tad bit faster, tad bit explosive, more explosive, and just all around craft, you know, I believe that would take my game to another level because I run great routes, you know, I'm smooth in and out of my breaks, I have great hands, you know, just once I get that extra explosion in me, I think it'd be, you know, lights out for teams.
What are you doing for the Super Bowl? Where are you watching it? Do you have something set up for that?
I think I'm gonna be at an event. I forget what it is. The Bullseye event.
Okay.
So I'll probably be there watching it with a lot of guys over there. Okay. Like your parents, and just kick it, eat, and just relax, you know.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to shoot you just a couple of quick little rapid-fire questions. Just give me short little answers, and then we'll let you plug what Panini's doing if you're cool with that. Little lightning round.
That's cool.
All right. What's your go-to snack food or junk food maybe while you're watching the Super Bowl?
Definitely some Doritos.
All right. Okay.
Gotta go some chips.
All right. Who's gonna win the game this weekend?
Oh, I got to go with Tom Brady.
Yeah, hard to go against him.
Hard to go at him, man.
Yeah, hard to go against Tom. Who's your favorite or most entertaining follow on social media?
That's a good one. There's so much, but the first one that hit my mind was Clyde.
Okay.
Clyde's the fool, man.
I see you like a lot of Chad stuff, Chad Johnson stuff too. He's pretty entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he entertaining too.
Yeah. If you weren't playing professional football, what would you be doing, you think? What's kind of a dream job outside of football?
That's a great question. Hopefully I'm trying to get my finish school, you know, and get my degree in business, and hopefully, you know, try to get some type of clothing line and come up with some type of brand that I can start up and try to, you know, sell and just something like that.
Awesome. How many wins for the Bengals this year?
12.
Wow.
12.
I like it. I like
13.
It.
I think that's how I look last until we start getting body down.
I like it. I like it. We're talking with Tyler Boyd, joining us here on the Orange and Black Insider via SB Nation and the CincyJungle.com website. He is joining us via Panini. He is down in Atlanta for the Super Bowl. And, Tyler, tell us a little bit about what you're doing with Panini.
You know, I was talking a little bit about it earlier. I was just helping out with the kids, you know, just making sure they're still just staying down the right track, you know, not being followers, you know, trying to make as much of them leaders as possible, you know, and just trying to build their confidence, you know, in any area, you know, even in the classroom and on the field, you know, so all I got to relay in their experience growing up. So just having that determination for them kids and just making them feel confident about themselves, just motivate them a little bit.
That's awesome. Well, have fun the rest of the weekend down there. Enjoy the rest of the game or enjoy the game this weekend. And hopefully we can have you on again soon, man.
Definitely, bro. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Bye, bro.
That's Tyler Boyd, wide receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals, joining us for the second time in a matter of basically a month. So pretty excited about that. Good talking to him, catching up with him, and seeing what he is doing. Good to hear about his thoughts about improving, what's going on in his mind with the coaching change, how he potentially fits in with that. And obviously getting to know him a little bit outside of football with some of those fun questions as well. Didn't want to repeat the same stuff we asked him about a month ago. So interesting stuff. Great interview. Great guy. Really cool what he's doing with Panini and working with the youth down there. So we appreciate him. We appreciate Panini for getting Tyler on the program. We hope to bring him back at some point in the near future. We hope to have other guests in the near future as well. And we're excited that we've been able to have him twice in 2019 already. I'm Anthony Cazenza. My usual co-host is John Sheeran for the program, and you can get this podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher. It's also on Google Play. You can get it through Megaphone. We do have a YouTube channel where some people are watching and listening to this interview live. And all of our content is also on CincyJungle.com, so get it there. This interview will be published there as well. So our thanks to Tyler. Our thanks to the people that tuned in last minute to check out the live interview. And we hope you enjoyed hearing from him. I'm Anthony Cazenza. We'll see you soon.